Last week, the Victorian government announced they intend to decriminalize sex work across the state. At the moment, the sex work industry is heavily regulated, and it means sex work is only legal if it takes under certain conditions set out in the Sex Work Act 1994. For sex workers, the licensing system is outdated, difficult, and risky, with potential arrests. CEO of Scarlet Alliance, Australian Sex Workers Association, Jules Kim, is happy with the outcome and says it's a big step for the industry.
Sex workers have been very pleased by this announcement. It's been a long time coming, and sex workers have been throughout Australia and in Victoria have been advocating for decriminalisation for many years now. And we know that the evidence supports that sex decriminalisation is the best model of sex industry regulation. And it's really, we really applaud the government announcing their commitment to, you know, basically repeal the problematic licensing framework that exists in Victoria and to replace it with best practice model of decriminalisation.
The idea of decriminalising sex work is not a new one and not only happened in Victoria.
The call for decrim in Victoria has been, you know, it's been happening over a number of years. And we've seen, you know, these happening similarly in the Northern Territory as well, that implemented decriminalisation last year, that, you know, the call can be happening for a long time with sex workers campaigning in the background for, like, many, many years. And then once the kind of the progress starts happening, then things can kind of move relatively quickly.
Ms. Kim says the licensing system in place in Victoria makes sex workers do their job illegally.
At the moment, basically, the model that exists in Victoria is a licensing system. And that legislation is incredibly unworkable and narrow for the majority of sex workers. And by its very nature, licensing creates an illegal industry. And that's, you know, the majority of workers and operators in the industry that are unable to comply with the onerous requirements of the licensing framework. And it also means that it's still regulated by the police, which, you know, obviously creates massive barriers to access to justice or access to support in the event of a crime when police become the regulators of the sex industry.
The proposal from the Victorian government will also allow sex workers to access support they usually don't get.
It basically inhibits our access to work health and safety and industrial protections. And, you know, and by contrast, decriminalisation increases sex workers' access to work health and safety protections, industrial rights. And, you know, it's basically that, you know, like other workers, sex workers have a right to feel safe at work and have a right to access, industrial protection. And it's great to see the government stepping up and hearing the need for that.
And not only is about work and health purposes. Ms. Kim says by decriminalising the industry, the stigma surrounding sex work will change.
With the decriminalisation of sex work, it also sends a message that I think it does a lot in terms of reducing stigma and discrimination. Because when sex work is licensed or criminalised, it basically means that it kind of frames sex work as a crime or a crime with exceptions, right? So it's not, doesn't recognise sex work as work. And it basically, you know, entrenches that discrimination within the legal framework. So by decriminalising sex work, it recognises that sex work is work and that sex workers have the rights to our autonomy over our work and our workplaces.
Ms. Kim says it's important to be part of the consultation, which will end on the 27th of August.
We want to make sure that all sex workers are decriminalised and that it doesn't leave out the most kind of, you know, marginalised sex workers, or it doesn't, you know, create a different discriminatory framework. It means, you know, it's important that once sex work is decriminalised, that it's regulated fairly. So I think that that's really important that it doesn't replace it with another unnecessary legislation.